Nkrumah tried to instill on us. Patriotism, love of your country. Ghanaians now don't love their country. They love other countries. And so one of the things that a CPP government would have done is insisting on this patriotism. You love Ghana. Selfless service to your nation. You are prepared to make sacrifices because of your nation. That is the principal thing which is lacking there. Which, for instance, is working in other countries. An American is an American. Whether he's, even some of our brothers who have left to America, they are American citizens. Are they not more Americans than the Americans? But that is what is lacking here. The other countries have developed. It's not only the people in Ghana, but those from the diaspora. Is that not? There are most of our doctors. Some of them are research fellows in Harvard University. Some of them, what are we doing about this? The CPP knows that when there is this spirit of patriotism, this spirit of love for your country, this spirit of ready to die for your country, those who fought for Ghana, our independence of Ghana, and fought for the independence of Accra, that, which of us here is now prepared to die for Ghana and for Africa? That is our problem. And another thing we missed, and we are still missing, is that you are talking of national service. What is national service? Without ideology, without teaching them their love for country. You watch and find out those people that Nkrumah sent abroad, including tailors, carpenters, to go and learn and come home. And he taught us when we, that, look, as a young pioneer, when you go out to abroad, please remember that you are to come back and help your country. It's useless. We should respect ourselves. We have the brains, but do we use our brains here? We bring foreigners to dictate everything to. And a CPP government definitely will not do that. And that's why they don't want it. They are raping our economy, our mineral resources and everything, and we are sitting there and looking at them.